Hello?
Hey, am I speaking with Diane?
I'm sorry.
Am I speaking with Diane?
Would you? Oh, yes.
Hi, Diane. My name is Chris and I'm from LT Writing. How you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
Good, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So you were having a conversation with Angela over the chat and you were interested to go ahead and get your book published. Is that right?
Yes, but I'm not quite done with it, but maybe I can start a payment plan so I can get the 30% off the $4.99 deal, if that's what I understand.
I'm sorry,
but,
you keep breaking up. Could you repeat all that, please?
Just, you know, I told him give me a couple minutes. You probably did, but I'm trying to get settled at my desk.
Okay,
so,
all right. I'll give you a call back.
11. So just give me a minute. Just
sure.
30
okay.
seconds.
Take your time. I'll give you a call right back, okay?
I'm ready. But
okay.
If you want to call me back, that's fine. Do you want to call me back? Cause I'm ready.
No, it's okay. If you're ready, then it's okay.
Okay. So, I was trading with you. Can you understand me okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I usually talk in my head, so I don't like talking on my cell phone. But my thing's not, I don't know, people can't call in. So anyways, I was chatting with somebody on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And let me get to that picture.
Okay.
To the conversation. Okay, so they said that, I was asking all these questions like, they said, yes, we can publish a coloring activity book in landscape layout. That's good. It can be printed on demand by the customer,
mm-hmm.
or they can e-book to read on the devices using software. And you can also get many printed book copies as you like to put into libraries and bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says you can also put it in different nine languages. So I was asking for a price of all that, and then they sent me a coupon for 30% off,
mm-hmm.
shopping coupon until April, and it includes the free add-ons of the intensive editing, the proofreading, formatting, typesetting, the book cover design, 10 additional platforms. What does that mean? Because I thought it came on 50 platforms already. Is there more?
Right, yes.
See, that's why I wanted to get a price, and I like to look at things before I talk to somebody. I want to get the whole facts, in writing.
Yeah, okay. So currently we are talking about the coupon that you got, and that gives you the complete editing, proofreading, formatting, and typesetting of the book, along with book cover design, and 10 additional platforms means besides Amazon and Kindle, we would be publishing your book onto 10 different platforms just to get a better exposure and to get a better audience and traffic for your book to get more sales. And that includes Barnes & Noble, Google Books, Apple Books, Kobo, Ingram Spark, BookBaby, CreateSpace, Kobo, and a couple more.
Okay, you're just reading and I'm trying to write. So can you start back at the beginning?
Sure. It's Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Apple Books and Google Books.
Apple what?
Yeah, they are two different platforms, Apple Books and the other one is Google Books.
Oh, Google Books, okay.
Yep, Kobo, KOBO.
Okay.
Then Lulu,
okay.
LULU.
Okay.
Book Baby.
Okay.
Waterstone.
Okay.
Create space, CREATE, and then space.
Yeah, I know how to spell it. I know how to spell it.
Okay. And then
go ahead.
Ingram Spark, INGRAM Spark.
Yeah, I got it.
These are the additional platforms that you can get. Everything is going to be for only $4.99 with the coupon that you got. And the regular price of all of these services could be $640. But as it's mentioned on the coupon, that it's going to be 30% off with this coupon for a limited time period. So you can get it for $499 only.
Okay, but the ad said on 50 platforms on Facebook that I was looking at.
Yes. We can do that for 50 platforms as well. Let me, you were talking about the Facebook chat, right? Let me send it to you via Facebook. Give me 1 second.
It's
Diane
Diane
and
Lisa.
Lisa, right? Yeah, got it.
Yeah, Diane and Lisa.
Okay. So, see, this is the message.
But there was the, yeah, okay. So that's
these
all 50 of them?
Yes, they are all.
Okay.
They are actually 50 plus. They are more than 50.
Okay.
This
so
is
would it be on
package.
Amazon too?
Yes, this is a separate.
Would it be
package.
On Amazon? Okay, hang on. I'm trying to ask a question here. You said the 10. I only have 9. Was the first one Amazon?
Yes, correct. Yeah, first one is Amazon.
And then it was Barnes and Nobles and the rest of the list, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so how much does it cost to get it on all 50 platforms?
Including the editing and proofreading?
The 50 with the coupon information, yes, with all that stuff that we just went over.
Okay. So if you're talking about the services that are mentioned in the coupon as well as 50 platforms,
yes.
The total price could be more, but what I can do for you is $499 is going to be for the coupon services, and I will add just $150 more to get you 50-plus platforms. So that gets you covered for everything, including 50 platforms, for only $649.
Okay, but then what about the does that also include the 90 languages and putting them in a different country, promoting them in different countries?
Give me 1 second. The translation is going to be different, actually.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, but the book is going to be published globally all over the world. That is included in the language that you have written the book. For example, if you have written an English book, the book is going to be the same. It's not going to be translated, but it's going to be published in all over the world, in all over the countries. Like, it's going to be a global publishing. It's not just be available in U.S. or U.K. or Australia. It's going to be all over the world. And it can be printed
right,
on demand by the customer.
Okay, but, I mean, can the customer change the language in the book on the print on demand?
Yes.
I want to know, how much extra does it cost to make sure that it's available in all the 90 languages? And, like, what if they want to print on demand, you know, and have it sent to them?
See, Amazon is very brilliant in that sense. I mean, the book is going to be published in all three formats on all of the platforms. For example, first format is ebook, second format is paperback, and third format is hardcover. For example, if I am your customer and I want your book in a paperback format, right, what I need to do is just to select the paperback option from there, from Amazon, and Amazon will be the one to print the book for me and to deliver to my doorstep. They will do all the work for you. It saves you from the hassle of getting the book printed or to deliver to your customer's doorstep. You know what I mean?
You gotta realize I already have a book that's printed on Amazon, so this is not my first go around. I just went with Author House the first time, but I didn't really promote the book because there was a mistake in the book, and there's someone else's name that was on the book, and he didn't have anything to do with the book. He just had his name on to help market it, and so he ended up getting in trouble. So I just didn't want to promote the book, you know.
I understand. Yeah.
So.
There are a lot of people who do that nowadays, but we do not do that, actually. We will sign an NDA with you after you get started with us. NDA is a non-disclosure agreement that ensures the confidentiality of the matter. And the print-on-demand option is not only available on Amazon, it's going to be available on all of the platforms. For example, if I am your customer and I come on any single platforms from those 50-plus platforms, I can still order a paperback copy or a hardcover copy wherever I am in the world. If Africa, if I'm in North America, if I'm in anywhere, any continent, anywhere in the world, I can still get your book delivered at my doorstep in a printed copy form.
Okay, and then how much does it matter how many pages my book is? Is there going to be more cost for this? Like, you know, if I want to order some copies and just say it's going to be, just say 100 pages. I mean, a couple of them may be blank, you know, but because you got the cover sheet and all that stuff, so it'll be pretty close. It might be 80, you know, I don't know. But anyways, how much is the book going to cost to print, like, on a physical copy?
Like, what's it going to sell for yourself? You're talking about getting some copies for yourself?
Well, for myself, and then it's also, how much is it going to be for sale for?
See, an ebook of a 200 pages book is going to be sold for $12 or $13, right? $12 or $13, 200 pages book, and a paperback copy is
okay.
Going to be. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, you keep saying 100. I thought like 50 sheets double sided. 100 pages, not 200.
It's 100.
I'm hearing you say 200. So it's 100 pages, yeah, like 50
okay.
sheets double sided.
Right.
But there might be a, you know. I know
Got
they
it.
Put, like, a blank sheet in the front and the back, so,
Got it.
You know.
Got it. Okay, I understand that. So an ebook of 100 pages
okay.
is going to be somewhere around $9 to $10. A paperback copy is going to be $15 to $16 a book, and a hardcover copy is going to be $24 to $25 a book. And the printing amount is added in this amount. Like, you can just go to Amazon or any other platform, and when you buy the book, you only need to pay $25, and it's going to be printed and delivered at your doorstep. All of the platforms do that.
Okay, I guess I'm confused on what. So, like, say I want to order a paperback book to my door. Like, I'm just, you know, Susie Q. How much is the book going to show for sale at a retail on, say, Amazon?
$14 to $15.
And okay, because you said something about plus the cost of something. What did you just say a second ago?
Sorry, what?
Okay. So, like, how much world? Like, if the book sells for, say, $16, how much am I going to make royalties off this? What's my percentage of royalties?
Let me tell you about it. Give me one second. So let's take an example of a monthly sales, okay? Monthly, for example, if you sold 300 copies, right? And that's going to be the paperback copy that I'm talking about. 300 copies, and each copy is going to be $15, right? That's going to be
right.
a total of $4,500. Amazon will cost
okay.
30% of the total sales. So Amazon will take $1,300. $50 from you, and the remaining
Scott, hang on for a second. I know because you said it's cutting out, so it cut out, just as you said it, it cut out on my end. So
okay.
I didn't get the answer to your question. So
Let
you got to slow down, you got to
okay.
kind of slow down a little bit.
Okay, I'm so sorry for that. Let me guide you about that again. Let's say, for
and
example.
Don't do this big amount. Just tell me, like, each book. I can figure out the rest.
Okay.
How much royalty am I going to make off each book?
Okay, give me one second.
Either percentage or dollar amount or whatever.
It's going to be 30% of every sale that Amazon will cost you. So 70% of royalties will be yours, and 30% will be deducted by Amazon itself. If a book is being
okay.
sold at $15, Amazon will take $5.85, and you will be getting $9.15 for each book. It means
Okay. Well, $15. $15, 30% is $4.50. Right? Oh no, wait.
My 30%.
Yeah, $15 is because 10% is $1.50. That's $3.40.
Yes, correct. That's
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Correct. And $10.50 is going to be yours. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right. So, let me ask you this: can I like, do I have to pay the whole thing, or can I like pay some like in 2 weeks because that's when I get paid again, and then can I pay some more like in another 2 weeks?
You can do that. Yes. We can split the payment into two.
What is the 30% off? So, am I getting the 650 package, and that's going to show me the 90 languages, right? And on all the countries.
It's going to be in English only. It's not going to be in 90 languages because you have to get it translated into 90 languages, and that's going to be a lot expensive.
Okay, well, that's what I was asking. I thought you said that it'd be 650 if I got it put into 90 languages.
No, no,
or
no.
Was that for the 50 plus?
Let me tell you that again. So you will get the coupon, the 30% discounted price, along with 50 platforms, and it's going to be available in all over the world, in all of the globe, right? So it's not going to be available in all languages because you don't know if you want the book to be published in Japanese language or Chinese language or Korean language or African language or what language is the most needed language. You don't know that, right? So it's always better. English is one of the languages that is very hot spoken right now in all over the world. Everyone can understand English, right? That is the reason most of the books are being published in English nowadays.
Okay, but because it says you can get the book published in over 90 languages, how many would you like is the question on the chat. So,
yep. That was just a
question. So I just want to know, so how much, if I wanted it, I'm just trying to get the worst case scenario here. If I wanted it available in 90 languages, how much would that cost for you to do that?
What languages would you like to go with?
Just say 90 languages. If you had 90 languages, how much would that cost? I'm just wanting the worst case scenario.
Let me tell you that. Give me 1 second.
Well, how much does it cost for each language?
That's
like,
what
what's the breakdown?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Normally, for a 100-page book, we charge $1,500 for translation. If it's in English, we can translate it into Chinese or whatever language you want. But then there are some restrictions of the platforms that they cannot print in those languages. For example, Amazon cannot print in Chinese, and Barnes & Noble cannot print in Korean. So that is the reason we always encourage our readers, our clients, to go ahead and publish the book in English only. And if they have a requirement, they can just go ahead and translate the book and then get it printed with us or with some other printing company, because most of the platforms won't do printing.
What about, like, what are the top languages spoken, like the five top? Like, Spanish is one. What's
English
the other
and
one?
Spanish, yes. English and Spanish. That's all. And Spanish is in America only, and Spain, obviously. But otherwise, English is the hot-selling language.
Okay, so if I wanted available in English, and if I wanted available in addition to English, if I wanted to pick Spanish, what about French and German, Germany, and what's the other one like? Let me ask you, what languages does Amazon available to print? What other languages are on their list?
English is the most easiest, and English is the most cheapest language to print via Amazon. Because if, for example, if you are about to go ahead and
wait a minute, time out. You said your name is Chris, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to ask questions here, and I'm not trying to be mean and rude. I'm just...
Oh, yeah.
I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm in a lot of physical pain right now, so I'm just, you know...
I understand.
Okay, so anyways, just please slow down, okay? You're going away too fast for me. It's making me nervous.
Sorry. So sorry.
Okay. So, anyways, what languages is Amazon available to print in addition to English? Can you answer that question for me so I can write it down, please? Can you access the information?
Sure. Other than Chinese and Japanese, of course, and similar languages, Amazon can print 5 to 10 languages only.
Okay, do you have a list of those languages available?
Yes. If you can give me 1 second, let me bring it up.
Well, I have all night. I'm not going anywhere. I'm home. Where are you at?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
Yep, so Amazon can print French.
Okay.
German.
Okay.
Italian.
Okay.
Norwegian.
Okay.
Scots.
I'm sorry, what?
Scots, S-C-O-T-S, Scottish.
Got it. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Spanish and Swedish.
Spanish.
And it's Dutch as well.
Okay.
And Afrikaans.
Okay, that's good.
English, of course, and Arabic for only ebooks.
Okay.
Yep, and Polish.
Okay.
Yeah, and Latin as well.
And what?
Latin, L-A-T-I-N, Latin.
Oh, Latin, okay. 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 Is there any more, or is that it?
That's all, yeah. Other languages are in ebooks mm-hmm. only, which include Hebrew, Hindi, Gujarati, and Japanese.
Okay.
Yep, and other languages.
Okay, so now what about the software that on the devices where they can use the coloring book on the software? You know how they pick the color and then point it to, like, the dinosaur, and they color that section of the dinosaur, and then they go to another one? Is that available?
Yes.
Or is that extra?
Yes, that is available. Or what I would suggest you is to just go ahead and get the coloring book published, because publish it in paperback and hardcover format only, because the people will be able to color the book as they want, either with the pencil colors or with watercolors or with the acrylic colors or with whatever the kind of colors they want when they have the book printed. So just focus.
No, but see, there's a lot of parents that kids have their tablets these days. Things are electronic, and I want to make sure that this is going to be available to where the program, and if it's extra, I want to know how much it's going to cost me, because they like to go in there and take that little stylus pen and hit it and color it, or if they want to be able to write something with that stylus tip and, you know, draw a line or, you know, do a circle or write a letter. I want to make sure that's available on that, and I want to make sure you have that program.
Of course.
And how much it is.
You actually don't need to buy any software, or you don't need to buy anything for that. Those devices can actually support the ebook format. So you just need to get an ebook, which the parents can buy for their kids and to install in their kids' devices where they can do the coloring of their books.
Okay, but I just want to make sure that process is available through your program to where people can order.
Of course,
to put on there. I'm not up to date on all this with the tablets. And I don't do that stuff. I'm a dinosaur myself, you know. I'll be 59 next month, and I'm like a princess grandma, you know.
Wow, congratulations.
My granddaughter will be 14
Wonderful.
Years old next month.
Wow.
So,
amazing.
Yeah, they grew up too fast.
That's wonderful, yeah. They grow so fast.
Okay, so It's okay. I'm not done with my book, but I can go ahead and start paying on it and get that. What am I trying to say?
What I can do is, what I can get you is the complete editing, proofreading, and whatever services are mentioned in the coupon, along with the 50-plus platforms for only $6.49.
Okay, but can I make a payment on that?
Yes.
Or can I do that two payments to still get the deal? Because,
you definitely can. You definitely can.
But
so it's going to
be I can't make my first payment until the 28th. Could I set it up in three payments? That would actually help me better. So it'd be paid off by the end of May. Like the next pay is April 28th, whatever, 2 weeks after that, and 2 weeks after that. And that would help me out tremendously.
How much would you be able to pay now just in order to go ahead and log the deal under your name?
I can't pay anything right now today. And that's what I'm saying. The 28th is when my husband gets paid. I don't have income right now.
I see.
So my income is my website, and I just got done with my website yesterday, early morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. So it's called GalleryofBayMall.com.
Right, okay. That's fine then. Let me just give you a call back on 28th, and hopefully I'll go ahead and get you started.
Okay, yeah, because the coupon's good for the month of April, so,
yeah.
You know, so, let's just do that. Call me back on, let's see, because I'm usually busy on the 20th. Actually, you call me on, why don't you call me around, I may be busy. Yeah, call me on the 27th.
27th, the next Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, like around, say, 3 o'clock my time, which would be 4 your time.
Yep, 2 o'clock your time. That sounds good. Let me
give
you a call back.
No, 4.
4.
4 o'clock my time. I mean, 3 o'clock my time, 3, and that's 4 your time.
Yep.
Because our check comes in at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, that is doable. Let me give you a call back. And we'll get you started on the next Thursday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Oh,
for
that includes the cover design, and I can, like, where do you get your cover design from, like Taylor and Baker, or where do you get your cover? Because I want to be able to pick out my color design, because I already have one in mind. I want to see it on the list.
Yep,
so
we'll get
you see me the library?
Designer. We'll get you connected with your graphic designer.
Okay, well, I mean, I just saw some that's like already pre-made, and
that's not going to be pre-made. We'll get you connected with your graphic designer, and you can actually tell him your requirements of what you need, what is in your head, and they will exactly design that for you.
Okay, so I can actually use my own dinosaurs, and they can just put it in with the they can put it in the background, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Okay, and then. Can also, so this is already, so when I set up my Amazon store, which I already have, but I can add this to my Amazon store, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, why not? Definitely.
Okay. Now, is there any taxes or anything extra? Like, is that $6.49 going to be the total amount, or is the taxes on this?
That's going to be with tax, yeah. $6.49 plus tax.
Okay, and of course, it includes getting the ISBN and the SKU number and all that kind of stuff.
Everything is a part. Yeah, everything is a part of it already.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, okay. We'll go ahead and do this, and just call me on the 27th, and we'll get started.
Perfect. Perfect. That sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.